Edward Baker Dooley. Extract from Anthony Horowitz's Trigger Mortis. He reached the green door that stood one from the end and opened it without knocking. It led into the office of Miss Moneypenny, M's private secretary. She was watering a potted plant, Anis pedestra, that was a recent addition to her desk, and she looked up and smiled. She liked Bond, and she didn't mind that he knew it. "You never told me you had green fingers, Penny," Bond said. "I wish I didn't," she scowled. "It was my birthday last week. I noticed, incidentally, that I didn't get anything from you." "Well, what do you give a girl who has everything?" "Not a potted plant. Some of the other secretaries club together, and I put it here in case they look in, but I keep hoping it'll die." "Then why are you watering it?" "I'm over-watering it. I'm trying to drown the bloody thing, but it doesn't seem to care." She put the watering can down. "You ought to go straight in." Bond went through the adjoining door, closing it behind him. M was sitting hunched over his desk, a pipe resting in one hand, the other holding a fountain pen, which scratched noisily across the bottom of a sheet of paper, coloured pink, for most immediate, as he appended his signature. He was not alone. Bill Tanner, his chief of staff, was with him, and nodded as Bond came in. A signal, perhaps, that this was not a life-and-death situation. War hadn't been declared. The atmosphere in the big, square room with its dark green carpet and desk centrally placed was relaxed, almost informal. Bond had known it otherwise.
"Come in," grunted M. "Take a seat. I'll be with you in a minute."
He signed a second document and slid both of them into his out tray. Then, noticing that his pipe had gone out, he tamped the tobacco with his thumb and lit it again. Finally, he looked up with clear, grey eyes that demanded absolute loyalty and which would know, instantly, those who could not deliver it.
"I seem to recall he used to be interested in motor racing. Done any lately?"
Bond was taken unawares, but he was careful not to show it. When M asked you a question, he expected an answer, not another question.
"Nothing serious, sir," he said, "but I like to keep an eye on the form." "Well then, you know all about this Russian racer they've turned out. Understand they're running it for the first time on that German track, the Nürburgring, in the European Championship."